This September it will be time once again for Bradford residents to step up and help in the race toward supporting local charities. Mercy for Mankind is lacing up to host their 12th annual Run for Bradford charity event on September 24 and held a launch event for the run at the BWG Leisure Center on Sunday. More than 40 people attended the launch, which included a history of the run, why it's important to the organization, and plans and targets for 2023. After receiving the support of 230 participants last year, the organization is hoping to attract 300 participants this year and raise $30,000 for Helping Hand Food Bank and Canadian Blood Services. "We are supporting Helping Hand Food Bank, who really need our help this year because they have a shortage of food, and that's why we decided to support them again this year, understanding that there's a need out there," Kashif Mir, Run for Bradford chair, said. The event is set to feature 3, 5 and 10-kilometer runs starting at the Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library and following a circuit up West Park Avenue to Blue Dasher Boulevard over to Professor Day Drive and back to the library. While there's still plenty of time for those looking to train up for the longer distances, Mir explained the event also has a 1-kilometer walk to make things more accessible to casual participants. "When I say Run for Bradford, people sometimes get confused thinking they have to be a runner, but not really. We do have different distances, and we also have the 1K fun walk, and that's basically for those people who don't want to participate in the 3K, 5K or 10K, he said. In addition to the circuit, the event is also set to feature informational booths, a jumping castle, face painting, hand painting, members of the Bradford West Gwillimbury Fire and Emergency Services displaying a fire truck, and members of the South Simcoe Police Service displaying the vintage police car. "I just want to motivate everyone to come and have some fun. This is going to be a fun day for the families and for the kids," Mir said. While there is a registration fee for the longer runs, Mir explained the 1-kilometer fun walk is free for everyone. "Even if someone is not able to contribute in terms of money, if they can still participate in the run, then they are still showing their support to these noble charities," he said. As an added bonus, everyone who participates in any of the runs will receive a free t-shirt with the run logo on the front. There are also still opportunities for those looking to sponsor the event, and depending on the level of sponsorship, those that do could see their logos on the backs of the shirts, on flags at the event, and maybe even have the opportunity to set up booths at the event, according to Mir. "Any of the businesses that want to come forward and show support, we will be giving them that recognition," he said. Mir added that businesses can also show their support by forming teams for any of the runs. The event schedule is as planned. 9 a.m. Registration starts. 10 a.m. Opening ceremonies. 10:30 a.m. 3, 5, and 10-kilometer run start. 11:30 a.m. 1-kilometer fun walk starts. 12:30 p.m. Closing ceremony. 12:45 p.m. Lunch. The registration fees for the runs are as planned. 1 kilometer, free. 3 kilometers, $25. 5 kilometers, $30. 10 kilometers, $40. "I just want everyone to come forward. It doesn't matter which race, it doesn't matter which religion you are from, because the idea is we are supporting the local charities," Mir, who is also the Regional Director of Humanitarian Services for Ahmadiyya Muslim Youth Association of Canada, said. Mercy for Mankind is part of Ahmadiyya Muslim Youth Association of Canada, which is an auxiliary organization of Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaa Canada, a non-profit charity organization. For more information about participation or sponsorship, visit www.runforbradford.ca, follow Run for Bradford on Facebook, X, formerly Twitter, and Instagram, email info@runforbradford.ca or call 437-229-1724.